with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Roll over, it's breakfast roll time. How's it going? It's Cooper and Una back on a Monday, huh? Big break for the weekend, and I spent the whole weekend tired most of the time, Una, DJing away, non-stop, pressing buttons in dark rooms with flashing lights. It was good fun, though.
You were also gallivanting on Friday night.
The big Bauer 150 years of celebrating the birthday thing. It was great fun.
Yeah, Bingo Loco.
Bingo Loco was lit. It was so... Do you know what? If you've never been to... Like, this is not a paid for promo or anything. If you've never been to a Bingo Loco, treat yourself. It is so much fun.
Did you win any prizes?
No, I didn't play the bingo part. I just danced along. It's so much fun because, like, in between, like, you know, when somebody wins a prize, if they get, like, a line or two lines or anything like that, then they play, like, a big, massive Bingo Loco banger. And it's just full on party. It's so much fun.
I love it.
They really did a good job. There was no rude prizes, though. I think they might have been under instructions like, no rude prizes tonight.
Oh, the rude prizes are the best.
I know Claire, who works in our company, got this huge, big, it's a sloth, but it was pink. It must have been 6 foot tall, a teddy bear.
And it was class. Cute.
Yeah, like you could sleep on that damn thing. So she was delighted with this outfit, that one. Come here. How much would you pay to name your children, or how much would you accept for somebody to pay to name your children, was something that we looked at this morning. My God, 10 grand, Una.
10 grand.
What type of thing do you need to hear about in your life right now? I suppose is that the world has gone completely bananas, completely bonkers, and that is that people are selling their rights to name their children, Una.
What?
Yeah, yeah. So there's a guy in Canada, and he sparked a global debate after auctioning off the right to name his unborn child. And he's chosen to remain anonymous, and he launched this unusual action to raise money, I suppose, to help raise the child, because children are expensive, isn't it?
You
got two for one, bargain like.
Two for one, yeah. Bleed me dry.
So the winning bidder paid 10,000 Canadian dollars, which is about 10 grand, for the privilege, sparking discussions online about the commercialisation of the personal milestones. And they questioned the ethics of selling a child's name, while others praised the man's creativity in finding a fundraising method. The name hasn't been released yet, though. That's the thing. Because the baby hasn't been born, so the person who won the bid for 10 grand.
Okay.
So they still have to do it. If you were wealthy enough, like if you cash machine money, and it's like, I'm going to help this guy, and I like the idea of naming this child, but got to get creative of it. It's kind of like, what would you call the child? Like,
oh, you...
If it's the thing where you bought it online, you'd be like, will we call child Timu or Sheen?
That
or...
is so mean. No.
eBay, come in and get your dinner.
Listen, they can change it afterwards anyway.
No, you know what I mean? I'd have it written in the contract that they couldn't.
Yeah, take 10 grand and change it afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. Adverts! Adverts! Your dinner's ready! Tell Done Deal is to go home. His mama's looking for him. Has anyone seen Tinder?
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
If there's ever an opportunity for Una's mind to go into the gutter, is our survey says. No matter what question it is, Una straight away is like, boom.
Just saying what everyone else is thinking.
Are you though?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're not though. But I like it the way though that it's we expect it of you now.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Listen, I might be in the gutter, but I'm looking up at the stars.
Now you've just painted a picture. All right, here's our survey says.
Donald, what exactly are we being asked to figure out this morning with our surveys?
Survey says today, 11% of people say they do this to relax when they're alone, to pass the time. What is that?
11%.
11%, yeah.
To pass the time. Is it fantasy filling? Your online shopping cart, so you're like on a store where you can't afford. I did it over the weekend. I fantasy filled.
Oh man, that is just, I could. It's too much of a tease. You'd have to follow through.
I definitely can't follow through with this one. It was I spotted this. I was at the Royal Meath show yesterday, you know, the farming fair in Trim, and I saw something. I'm like, oh, I want one of them.
A tractor.
No, well, I want one of them as well. I don't know why, but no, it was the new Toyota Long. Land Cruiser.
Oh, cool.
And I'm like, oh, I want one of them. So I went onto the Toyota website and built one, put all the extras on it. And I'm like, I'll never afford one of those.
That was cash machine money. How much did that come to?
Yeah, it was more.
More?
Yeah, yeah, it was crazy money. Like, I put every extra you can dream of on that thing.
Oh, my
like,
God.
There was even furry dice hanging off the rearview mirror.
Yeah.
So is it fantasy filling your basket online?
No, it's okay. Not doing that. I've never heard of that before, but yeah.
Well, you've never filled stuff up online?
No, not to then not get it.
And then they're like, we'll hold it for an hour, and you're like, yeah, you can hold it. There ain't no way I'm going to be able to afford that, but I'm just going to leave you there now and look at you and pretend you could be mine.
And then they keep sending you emails. Oh, you've forgotten what's in your basket. Have you? Do you want to add more? And it's like, no.
Well, actually, I do, but I just don't have the money to.
I once built my dream Apple computer for my studio, and it was €28,000. So I was just like, oops, no, delete. It's like straight away on Apple Pay, you could just double click and you'd be done. Like
$28,000.
Yeah, yeah.
That is crazy.
Did
money.
Not come with
madness.
A mouse or a screen. It was just the body. Anyway, I'm wrong.
So what? 11% of people do this.
Say they do this to relax when they're alone to pass the time.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's probably much higher though.
God say that is higher.
It's higher. More than 11%.
Like to watch Magic Mike. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Nothing worse than being in a strip club on your own, is that right?
Being in a strip club on your own.
Isn't that Magic Mike?
Yeah, yeah. I've never been in a strip club on my own.
Oh, you're there with your friends?
Yeah.
Whee!
No, it's not that, no. Okay.
We need some guesses on 087 1102 107. What do you reckon the answer is to this survey this morning?
11% of people say they do this to relax when they're alone, to pass the time. What is it?
Right, what are you doing to relax when you're on your own? This could be the actual answer.
11% of people say they do this to relax when they're alone, to pass the time. What is it?
All right, Larry.
Wild life! And the survey says,
yeah,
would it be cup your farts and smell them yourself?
Oh my God.
Oh.
Not Larry and Tip.
Not Larry.
Not Larry.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it cup your oh my God.
No, surprisingly, it's not that now.
All right, we
no.
need to get some guesses. 087-1102-107. The question is?
11% of people say they do this to relax when they're alone, to pass the time. What is it?
Is it give yourself Reiki?
Oh, my God.
What is Reiki?
I did that the other day and because I was feeling really stressed out and I gave myself Reiki.
I've heard of the word before.
It's a beautiful healing energy. And when you go for Reiki, it's like someone has wrapped you up in cotton wool and you see all these beautiful colours and it's just really good for your chakras. So,
You should do a full podcast about this.
I should.
Yeah.
I should.
So
okay.
Save it for that.
Oh, that's his way of telling me to shut up.
Yeah.
Listen, everyone should give themselves Reiki. But you can't.
Why don't you go give yourself some Reiki right now?
I'll have to.
You know, don't you need to be quiet
deal
first?
With you.
Brilliant, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, 087-1102-107, what do you reckon it is? I think we now have a new way of phrasing, shut up, you're talking going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You should do a podcast about that.
iRadio Survey Says.
So there will be a podcast coming about Reiki from Una.
Yeah.
We'll do a special on it. Maybe we'll give you a bit of space on our daily show podcast and you can do a bit about Reiki.
Okay.
And I'll go on about flowers that only smell at nighttime.
Beautiful.
Boring.
Wow. Yeah.
I wonder how many messages we get now. Sorry, Cooper, what's the name of that flower that only smells on ice? It's beautiful. Or how many messages we like and say, can you shut your woman up about Reiki, please?
Hey! Can you shut your woman up? That is
okay.
A disgrace.
What?
HR, I'm a coming.
Ah, I got to see HR on Friday, actually.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, yeah, we're all at a party. They're asking for you. All right, listen. What was the question I surveyed says this morning?
Question we're asking.
Oh, Jesus, I just got an electric shock.
I heard
it. Serves you right. Serves you right. Calling me your woman.
I love
your woman.
Yeah, she.
11% of people say they do this to relax when they're alone, to pass the time. What is it?
Okay. Hi, Camilla here from Galway.
Hey, Camilla, Galway.
Is it by any chance taking a bath?
Taking a bath?
Bye.
Bye.
It's a good guess. I think it must be a higher percentage.
We literally got loads of people messaging in about taking baths.
It's an hop into the neighbour's bath. Jesus, how relaxing. hopping into the neighbour's bath.
Horrid relaxing, yeah. That's no, it's okay. It's not bath.
All
no.
Right, everyone thinking the bath. All right, the neighbour's bath. 1102107. No correct guesses so far. So let's put it to bed. What was the answer?
The answer is 11% of people say they play a brain training game on the phone to relax and pass the time when they're on their own.
Oh, very good.
Yeah,
I do that every day. Bit of Wordle.
Oh, your Wordle.
And the connections as well, which is connected to Wordle, part of the New York Times. And now they're asking you to subscribe if you want to play the mini crossword.
Oh,
I have enough subscriptions in my life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Pain to play for the crossword. You're mad. Just wasting your time.
Because you can't do the crossword anyway. What? Don't look at me like that. I can't imagine you being good at a crossword.
Do you know what you should do?
What should I do? Podcast on that.
Yeah. Go Reiki yourself.
Are you on my team? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolls.
It was a good, strong start to the week for our game, Rhyme It, with a score of, was it 8? Oh, we got
7, a solid 7 today.
Oh, 7, yeah. Yeah, that's right. He got the 8th one just after the time. It was pretty strict, actually, with the times on it, aren't we?
Yep.
We got to be. It's a pretty decent prize pack with the iRadio Mystery Bag, where you can win the contents of Una's drawers. And in there is definitely purple snacks. It's gotten to the stage now where we've locked away the purple snacks so you don't actually eat the prizes anymore.
I know, it's a disgrace. I need my chocolate hit.
If you want to have a go of Rhyme It, you can send a WhatsApp to us, 0871 102 107, while you listen to the show, all right? Here we go.
Ready? Rhyme It, just a little bit, no, all of it.
Playing this morning, we have Shane from Mayo. Good morning, Shane.
Hi, Shane.
I'm done.
How are you doing today?
Not too bad, not too bad.
How's your arm?
It's not too bad. No, it's tender. No, it's okay.
Anderson.
So you got a tattoo over the weekend. Whereabouts?
I did, on my right shoulder.
So from the elbow to the shoulder, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, how long did that take?
2 sessions. A 7-hour session on Saturday.
Whoa!
And is it finished now?
Yeah, it's finished now.
Very good. Yeah, I want to. I have 3 tattoos now, and now I want more. And I'm trying to find a designer, somebody to come up with a design. I want something Phoenix related.
Phoenix related.
Yeah, because I grew up beside the Phoenix Park. I was always obsessed with the Phoenix Monument. The first radio station I ever worked on was Phoenix FM, and the whole rise from the ashes and stuff like that. I'm just obsessed with the Phoenix.
Yeah, you should get it on your face.
God, Una. Sorry, what are you saying, Shane?
Hey, I can say shout out to a great man there that does mine. Very, very happy with him.
All
right. What did you get done, Shane?
I got sort of two Celtic dragons and all Celtic worked in around them.
Nice.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Must be very intricate.
Yeah, there's a lot of detail in it now.
Send some pics on WhatsApp to us, will you? I'd love to see it. Yeah, excellent.
I can do.
So come here, I believe you're a cow and sheep farmer.
I am.
How did you have time to get a tattoo of being a cow and sheep farmer?
I had to finish off the weekend's work before I went to do it.
And will you be heading to the ploughing now?
I go down for a look.
Yeah, we're thinking of going down ourselves for a look. Can't wait for us. Love the ploughing. We have an iRadio mystery goodie bag up for grabs. We don't know what's in there. There could be tickets. There's definitely purple snacks because we robbed them from Una. What we're going to do, we're going to give you a word and every answer to the question has to rhyme with that word. You're going to have 30 seconds. You all right there? Bless you.
Yeah.
All right, Shane. Your word today to rhyme it with is...
Bit.
B-I-T. Okay?
Bit, okay.
All right, your time starts now.
This is spread on the roads when it's icy.
Chris.
When you relax in a chair, what do you do?
Sit.
If you exercise a lot and eat well, you are usually what?
Sit.
When you hand in your notice at work, you do what?
Oh, quit.
This is an insect that can be found in your hair.
Knit.
When a room is very bright, it is well what?
Lit.
The space under your arms, you spray deodorant.
Pit.
What do you call the uniform you wear to play football?
Kit.
It was just out of time, but you did well. You got 7. That is incredible.
Not too bad.
Whoa, you're on fire, Shane.
Yeah. I love the way Una nearly loses it on number five, an insect that can be found in hair. Then she sees the answer, then starts giggling to herself. Because you love the word knit.
Knit. I'm actually, my head is getting itchy now, just even thinking about it. Oh.
How about we dip her in the sheep dip? What do you reckon, Shane?
She could do with a good dose of it.
A good dose of what?
Sheep dip.
What's sheep dip?
Go look it up. All right, listen, Shane, congratulations. If nobody beats your score by the end of the week, you will be the winner at the end of the week, and you will get iRadio's mystery bag full with Una's bits and bobs while she Googles sheep dip.
What is it?
Purell, there you go now.
Oh, right, okay. And what's it used for?
Disinfection, yeah.
Oh, right. Thanks, Shane.
All right, listen.
No problem, guys.
Enjoy yourself. Don't forget to send pics. All right, cheers.
I will.
Look after yourself. Bye-bye. There you go. If you'd like to have a go at Rhyme Us tomorrow morning, 087-1102-107.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
I think today's Auntie Una was one of the most craziest ones that we've ever had when somebody's looking for advice from you.
It was, without doubt, the most off-the-wall Auntie Una. Still can't believe it.
It's a modern society we're living in, Una.
Each to their own, though. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we had a brilliant reaction to this. Have a listen.
Mondays is now the new home and the new time for Auntie Una, where you've been sending messages into Ask Una, Auntie Una, for advice. And you know what? Auntie Una delivers. And we'd be looking for your help on this on 087-1102-107. Have you got a new one today?
I do, and I think this is quite possibly the most unhinged Auntie Una I have ever received.
I am here for it. I got a copy here.
Buckle
right.
up.
Go for it, all right.
Hey, Auntie Oons. Can't believe...
Oons!
Well, this person.
All right.
Hey, Auntie Oons.
Oh, this is new thing.
I can't believe I'm writing this, but here it goes. Myself and the missus adopted a Jack Russell pup a while ago. Her name is Emily Ann.
Oh.
Sweet. Not really a doggy name, but yeah. I had no say in choosing the name, so I just went with it. Don't get me wrong, I love the dog, but she's taken over the house. She's upgraded to sleep in the bed with us now, and if that wasn't enough, wait for it.
Mm-hmm.
The missus says she's having a christening for her next month, and she's invited all the lads.
I'm not joking.
She's actually serious. She's an outfit bought for the dog and has organised a catering company. What should I do?
A catering company? Is it dog food that's coming for the dog and all its dog friends? Or is it...
I can't imagine this particular doggy's on dog food. I'd say she's on the creme de la creme of human food by the sounds of it.
I'm giving your dog human food.
It's barking mad.
Oh, these puns are going to be rough.
Yo, positively perfection. Okay, I need to stop now. I don't know what to say. I mean, I say just roll with it. Go have the christening. Enjoy the day.
Christenings, as they are an expensive thing to do, and having one for a dog.
Yeah, but whatever makes someone happy. Do you know what I mean? Just do what makes you happy and let other people do what makes them happy. So if his friends are slagging him, they need to stop slagging him. Because, you know.
No.
What?
No. If they're his friends and if they're real friends, they will take the absolute mick out of him till the cows and cats and dogs come home.
Yeah, fair dues.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if they are not slagging you for having a christening for your dog, they are not your friends.
But listen, why not have a christening for your dog?
Why?
I mean, it's a day out. It's a day to celebrate the beautiful furry friend in your life. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I haven't christened my children yet.
Oh, God. That's your choice.
So maybe I could have a joint christening for them and the dog as well.
Yeah.
That would be such a lovely day.
You also said something about the name of the dog, Emily Ann.
Emily Ann. That's
a weird name for a dog. What's your dog's name again?
Missy Star.
Full name?
What do you mean?
Is that Missy Star Moonshine back paddle armpit car or something like that?
No, just okay. Missy Star.
Okay, grant. So Emily's a weird name for a dog.
Emily, have you ever heard of a dog called Emily?
No, I like human names for dogs anyway. And if you're going to give them a human christening, why not give them a
human name?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so has anyone advised for this guy? Let's call him Jack. For Jack and what he should do, and have you heard of canine christenings? You know, is it a new thing? That's going to happen.
I like the name of it.
Canine christening.
Yeah.
We should break into that market. Yeah.
Have you got a puppy who needs to be christened? Do you feel like your doggy needs to be welcomed into the world of God and the church? Hey, come to Canine Christenings. We're here for you. Make sure you don't pause and follow us. Take the right lead in the direction. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. 087-112-107. We'll do a better ad for Canine Christenings.
Help for Jack.
Help for Jack. So what are we asking? Should Jack just go along with it or just say, here, love, now you're taking the mic now?
And have you heard of a dog christening before or is this going too far?
Okay. 087-112-107. Hey, Auntie Una's all the way right there in front of me. What was the advice you were looking for this morning?
So Jack has been in touch. It's about his missus. They have adopted a dog, a little Jack Russell called Emily Ann, and his missus mad about the dog. She's now sleeping in the bed with him. But she's in the middle of organising a christening for the dog. And Jack thinks it's a little bit too much. He doesn't know what to do.
So, messages coming in at 087-112-107. Rita says, Jack should climb the beanstalk and stay up there with a load of twaddle. I knew the world was going mad. People have too much money. Go on, Rita.
Go on, Rita.
Yeah, you're right. Well, then again, maybe what keeps people happy.
She's going christening the dog. So, she's going to give it another name as well as the double bear name it already has. When's the communion dress going to come out?
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick, christen this dog or you'll get the kick. There you go.
Hey, very good.
Thanks very much. I take my hat off to my little poetry reading off the spur there. Yeah, it's a difficult one. I think we got one more voice note, 087-112-107 on this.
Who's doing the bloody christening? Scooby-Doo.
Oh, for crying out loud. Well, it doesn't look like we're getting any serious advice in this one. I suppose take the slagging.
And roll over, Jack. It's a happening.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack neatly packed and ready to go.
Just after 9 every morning, we play our favourite game. You know what it's called? Truth or Trash.
Truth or Trash is a game we play right now. It's about bringing facts and not about cows. Or it might be because Donald loves a good animal fact.
Oh, he does.
I do love an animal fact.
Right, Donald, off you go.
My fact today.
Please be bananas.
A course to teach people how to carry out the kiss of life on dogs has existed for nearly 10 years in Poland.
So,
like CPR, resuscitation, CPR.
CPR on canine CPR.
Mm-hmm. How would you.
So I know with humans, you've got to do it to a certain rhythm, the actual pumping, which is the Bee Gees.
Staying alive.
Yeah.
So it's pump.
So you don't do drum and bass, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's the same as the way you do it with humans. There's a course to do it. Two dogs.
I reckon that this is true. I'm saying true with this one, and I'm going to lock that damn thing in. I'm saying true with this fact.
I want it to be true. I'm saying true.
Are you going
to
lock it in?
I'm locking that bad boy in.
It is false.
God damn it.
The kiss of life, mouth-to-mouth resuscitation is a technique specifically for humans. There is no widespread or official course for applying it to dogs.
Would it work for dogs? Are they saying it wouldn't?
I don't think you make a seal with your mouth on a human. That's how it works. But I don't know. I don't think that's possible.
So if it's good enough for a seal, it's good enough for a dog. Do you know what I mean? But it didn't. Ace Ventura and Pet Detective resuscitate a dog. Or
if it happened on Ace Ventura, it must be true. Yeah.
Alrighty then. There's an old reference. All right, my turn. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Mine also involves animals within some reason. Anyway, yesterday I was at the Royal Meath show, mm-hmm. as you know, mm-hmm. Which was brilliant, full and trim, and I got to congratulate everyone. Round of applause. For David Griffin, who has broken records at the Royal Meath show yesterday for the speed milking competition. He also won the Guess the Weight of the Sheep, and not just that, he won the set dancing competition with his long life dance partner Sadie Kuzak, who also won the scone baking competition, the jam making competition, and got best in show with her Pembroke Welsh Corgi Juanita. They cleaned up yesterday.
That's trash.
That's a lot to win.
That's trash. Yeah. No, you're just too much detail you went into.
Are they still doing the Guess the Sheep competition? The weight of the sheep.
74 kilograms, which is the weight.
So it's 11 stone, is it?
I don't know. All right.
All right. Yeah. Kyle Vorderman over there.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Yeah.
I know.
Sorry, like... Metric system, Una.
What's the name of the years. Corgi? Juanita.
Juanita, yeah. A Pembroke Welsh Corgi. Beautiful dog.
I'm trashed. You've included way too much detail. And it's just a lot.
12 litres of milk in the allocated time as well.
Wow, that's a lot of milk.
Yeah. And the set dancing, believe it or not, was to a live band. And that live band was my friend, Longford legend, Declan Ernie. Yeah.
I'm saying false. Trash.
Trash.
Yeah.
Trash.
Lock it in.
Yeah, locked in.
Declan Ernie was there.
We know that.
There was a Best in Show. I don't know if there was a... No, it's all trash. Yeah, no, sorry.
Was there, I guess, the Weight of the Sheep competition?
I don't know. I didn't see.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. But there was a scone baking competition and there was a jam making competition.
Right. Did you enter either?
No.
With your Jostabry jam.
Oh, we should have
entered. You heard of Jostabry. Yeah, Jostabry. What's a Jostabry? I'll tell you, I learned what a Jostabry was recently when Stephen Cooper told me about his Jostabrys. Yeah, I've never seen Jostabry jam in a shop either. Because do you know what it is? It's strawberries jam, first cousin with notions. That's what it is.
Yeah, Jostabry jam is for people who weren't dragged up.
Mr. Snobby Wobby over there. We made blackberry jam.
From the bushes along the side of that road.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, does it taste like smuts? It doesn't matter, it's free. Yeah. Where'd you get the sugar? We robbed it out of the back of Centra.
What?
Okay. Yeah, that was trash. Well done, everyone.
Yeah.
Trash and unhinged. Una, you ready?
Did you enter your Jostabry jam?
No, yes, I didn't. We completely forgot to enter it then this year.
Kimchi in, though.
Yeah. I should have entered my eggs. The eggs would have won. They're great quality eggs that we have.
Is there such a thing as an egg competition?
Oh my God, of
just
course.
Yeah.
Who's got the most beautiful eggs? Like literally, like, and there's onions and our pumpkins.
Onions?
Yeah. All the veggies. Una, this is no messing around here. The onions were beautiful. There was red onions there. They were absolutely immaculate. And whoever entered the pumpkins, we should have entered our pumpkins because our pumpkins are much bigger.
You should have entered your pumpkins.
Our pumpkins are nicer than theirs. Ours are so nice. They're gorgeous.
Stop it now. I can't listen to you.
It's right. Time to move on.
Okay. My fact. A company in County Monaghan has invented a human washing machine that cleans and dries you within 15 minutes. Yeah. So it's like a washing machine and a dryer all in one, but for a human.
For a human?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have many questions. Why did you pick Monaghan for this one, Una?
What do you mean? Well, why did I pick Monaghan? Because that's where it was, that's where it's
because I saw you Google who's the dirtiest county in Ireland.
I did not Google who's the dirtiest county in Ireland. Jeez. No, I didn't.
So other questions are, how do you not drown the person when you're washing them? Like, is there a head outside of it?
I'm not going into the details. I'm not an engineer. I don't know. I'm just telling you the fact is.
It's funny we were talking about this on Friday.
Talking about what?
That, like, a machine that can dry you and wash you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's because the Monaghan PR drive has been big.
Okay, so I'm saying trash, lock it in.
I'm saying trash, yeah.
Yeah,
wait,
you.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because...
And you couldn't keep a straight face the minute you said it either.
The Monaghan PR drive.
What?
I swear to God.
Okay. Well, it's a little... It's right. It's a little trashy. It's a little truthy. Column A, column B, right?
Why?
B. But maybe it's... All right.
It's all trash.
It's not all trash. Because Japan has invented a human washing machine that cleans and dries you within 15 minutes. Not the people of County Monaghan, but the people of Japan.
Yes.
So it's a little truthy.
So why did you pick Monaghan then?
I don't know, it just came into my head. Why not? Monaghan is a great county.
Do you hear that, Una? Thinks Monaghan need a wash.
I don't think, I think you need a wash.
That's what you said, Una.
No, I didn't.
And he said they need a machine to do it because they're too lazy to do it themselves. My God.
Oh my God.
Not only do you hate on
the smell of Monaghan off of what?
Oh my God. You hate cabin people because they won't give you a loan of their communion money.
Yeah, I don't love cabin and I love Monaghan. Up the northeast.
Who else?
Anyway, I won that game.
You did not.
I did.
Only I can win that game because it's my game.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
We did wrap up the show with a thing about students going to college for the first time, the freshers, and we're looking for some sound advice. And it took a mad twist because you were pretty much telling everybody to steal.
No, it wasn't. I was. That is not true. I was giving them a survival guide and tips on how to acquire things but not steal them.
So, you know, in the eyes of the law, that is stealing.
No, it's not. Taking toilet paper from a restaurant or a cafe or whatever, a gym, whatever it is. You're just taking it. It's there. They're giving it to you.
You're gonna eventually use it?
Exactly.
That's your... Okay, all right. This is advice for freshers going to college.
It is a big week this week because CEO Ren 2 offers are out today and they will be... You've basically got to decide to get them in by Wednesday and then it's kind of like, right, off to college with you. And you've kind of decide what you're going to do for the next couple of years.
So exciting.
It is very
hard
exciting.
Hard time though, like...
Hmm?
It's a hard time.
It is a hard time.
Yeah, because, you know... Going out into the world.
All the parties and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like literally I start this week, student parties, this Wednesday. Yeah, it's the first of the student parties.
Amazing.
Full on now for the rest of September.
Okay.
I'm so excited for it. It's so much fun. So we're kind of looking for advice of for first-time collegers, the freshers that are going in. You know, fresh meat, Una, going in. What are we looking for? 087 1102 107. A little bit of advice.
A little bit of advice.
Yeah.
Like, for example, will I start this off?
You can start it off, yeah. Get the ball rolling.
Yeah, get the ball rolling. Everywhere you go. Rob toilet paper.
Oh my God.
Every restaurant, every nightclub, everywhere you go, rob, loo, roll, and bring it in your bag with you, bring it home. That eliminates the cost of toilet paper, and that cost adds up. I've got loads more of these spending tips for you.
Cool.
By the way.
All right.
Loads more advice.
Yeah, listen, and I'll give you the best advice when it comes to that.
Yeah.
I would say don't steal.
It's there for the public. It's not stealing. Take all the salt sachets when you go into a restaurant as well. Put it in your pocket.
Getting calls on 087-1102-107 and hello.
Hi, this is Hey Joe here.
Hey Joe, how's it going? Haven't heard from you in a while.
Just checking, is everything okay?
Una is encouraging freshers to steal.
It's not stealing.
Paper.
It's there in restaurants. It's there for people to use. So just take loads of it and put it in your bag to have it when you go home. And salt sachets, pepper sachets, all the butter, little small little buttery things that you get for free. All these things are for free. So take them.
What do you think of that, HR?
Okay.
Brilliant. Okay. 087-1102-107. Advice for brand new freshers going into college for the first time. CEO round two offers out today. Got to get them in by Wednesday. Oh, the pressure. The pressure is on. Where are you going to go to college? What are you going to do? And if it's your first time going into college, you are fresh meat, freshers. How to survive, though? What is your survival guide advice for people going into college on 087-1102-107?
Stock up on noodles.
Stock up on noodles, good calls.
Ration your toilet rolls and be wary of every kettle.
I don't understand.
I don't understand the kettle.
Yeah.
But ration your toilet. You don't have to ration your toilet roll if you take it from every place you go to, like any restaurant, any gym in college. Just take the toilet roll and
if
put it in your bag.
If you can afford to be going to the gym and a restaurant, you can afford to buy toilet roll, in fairness.
Oh, stop being you're such a party pooper. Also, another tip. If you go to someone's, if there's house parties, inevitably there will be loads of house parties.
Yeah.
Just go to that. There's always a bread bin.
Una O'Carroll.
That's what I used to do. Couple of slices of bread.
So your advice for people going into college, fresh, you know, they've just done secondary school, they've done the junior, they've done transition year, they've done their leaving cert, they've done maybe a week, a summer away somewhere, and now you're coming in and you're just like, steal. Be
no,
grand.
I'm not stealing. I'm just teaching them how to survive. Also, get a job at a deli like I did. You've got access to free. You've got access to free food all the time, and then when your mates come along, you can put loads of big portions into their rolls, and then they'll have like extra stuff for a sandwich later.
Once again, that started off being really good advice about being responsible getting a job to stealing.
It's not stealing! It's not!
We are talking about going to college and especially the freshers. Congratulations. You're setting on a new journey and a new adventure, and it's round two today. You got to get them in by Wednesday of your CO2s for maybe the courses that you can get, and maybe you will get them. Maybe there was a few people who like put too many options down and got all the points they needed. So best of luck with that. So we've been looking for
trying to help you with advice, some sound advice. And Una was doing well, like, you know, get yourself a job at a cafe so you can steal the food.
That's not steal the food, so you can treat yourself. They give you free food, and then when your friends come along and you're making up sandwiches for them, you stuff their sandwiches and their rolls with really nice filling. Mm. So later on for their dinner, they can have the filling in another sandwich, which saves you money, it saves them money, you're being sound. Just being kind.
And you get paid.
And you get paid to do it.
Yeah. Okay. We're getting WhatsApp voice notes as well on 087-1102-107. This is a fun one. All right.
Good morning, folks.
Morning.
I think what the lad who said beware of every kettle means is...
Somebody says just beware of kettles. We're just like, we laughed, but then we're like, why?
Especially if you're having house parties.
Okay, house parties, yeah, kettles.
Be very careful to check your kettle the next morning.
Why?
Make sure nobody has in it.
Oh my God.
It's a bit of a thing, believe it or not.
That is messed up.
That's not a thing. People doing that into kettles.
It obviously is. I remember... I know someone.
Oh no!
I know someone not on a kettle, but on a plate, and then put it in to the fridge of the person's house party that they were at.
I'm sorry, what kind of world do we live in?
Also,
we haven't said what it is, so people have to use their imaginations of what was put into the kettle and what was put onto the plate. I prefer not to say.
No, don't say.
Wait till you see us out and about. You know, when you see Una, when she's parked crooked in some car park at the supermarket, go on up to her and say, here. Gemma, good morning.
Hi, Gem.
Hi, guys.
How are you today?
Good, though.
Now, come here. Did you go to college to become a social care worker?
I did, yeah. I did a degree for 4 years, and I also did a master's. So I've had a lot of experience in college.
So with a master's as a social care worker with that qualification, you can now teach that, can't you?
I actually have a master's in child and youth studies, so not in social care.
Oh, okay. Child and youth studies. So you could teach myself an Una thing or two then.
I don't know. I think it's a job that I'm constantly learning in. So,
what advice would you have for anybody who's fresh meat going into college? Like,
well, you said yourself you're looking for sound advice, and then you weren't really agreeing with Una, but I'd kind of be on her side.
Go on, Gemma.
What, stealing?
It's not stealing. Is it stealing?
Not stealing. Acquiring.
Acquiring, yeah. So, like, if you go to a cafe and there's salt sachets and there's the little squares of butter and, you know, like, maybe they have other condiments, just take them.
Napkins, plastic forks, takeaway coffee cups. Yeah. You never know.
You never know.
Hang a sec. No wonder some places charge. Just say, you know the way if you get a place where the takeaway coffee cup is like it's paper thin and you need two, and then they charge you for the two actual cups. So what are they charging you lot are stealing them?
Well, they probably put those charges in place after us.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. That's what I mean.
Pure scaldy, isn't it? So what other advice would you have, Jem? Raid the fridge at home maybe before you head down.
Oh, 100%. You'd always take all the stuff you can from home. But another thing that we used to do was there'd always be promotions in the college where they'd be giving out like energy drinks and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You go by and act really interested and take your freebie, but then you come back with further questions and be like, oh, I'll just take another freebie and keep going and load up until they tell you no more.
Actually, do you know what I've seen a lot actually recently, like in supermarkets, and they are back? It's the sample stands. You know, the ones where there's somebody cooking, like, so here, try this little bit of chicken.
God, they are the best.
You know, the little fork and the little kind of cardboard bowl.
Yeah.
Here, try this. If you do a couple of loops around lunchtime, you've had your lunch.
Yeah, that's another really good tip, actually. Find out what supermarket are conducting the sample hours.
Some coffee.
And just test how many times you can loop. Like, see, try and break your record every time.
Yeah, it's a little challenge for yourself. You know, even if you miss a lecture, it's worth it after a couple, you know, five strips of chicken.
Yeah, if you did it enough, you'd have your lunch eaten by then, you'd be grand.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go. More money saved.
Gemma, thank you so much for your advice, and happy doing what you do, all right?
No problem. Thanks, Gem.
Bye. Keep your advice coming. 087-1102-107.
I'm just like Eddie Hobbs.
Who?
Do you know that money advisor? I'm Eddie Hobbs.
I do now.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Jumpstart your morning.
Anytime you want.
Every day is an adventure on the show. I hope you had fun. Make sure you listen in tomorrow morning from 6 till 10 a.m. Will you come back in, Una?
I will, love.
Good, excellent, grand. It's kind of in your contract. You got to turn up. All right, enjoy. Follow, subscribe, do what you need to do wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you tomorrow.